Listen to this, everybody. Edie Sims is 102 years old. Seems like a nice enough lady. Lives in Missouri. Seems to be enjoying life to its fullest. But the other day, Edie Sims, 102 years old, Edie Sims is handcuffed, put in the back of a squad car, and arrested. What? Why? Edie joins us on the phone right now.
What'd you do, Edie?
Edie, what did you do?
Well, that's what they asked me, but I didn't know that we were going to have an Edie Sims Day down at the where they prepare Meals on Wheels program. But we had a wonderful time.
You had a wonderful time getting arrested?
And I got hugged and kissed, and my bucket never runs dry. There's always 16 projects going on in my bucket list.
So this was part of your bucket list, to get arrested and handcuffed?
Well, I didn't exactly know it was going to be in handcuffs, but then the police department and I managed it in handcuffs. That was great.
Edie, why do you think you've always had the desire? You've been on the planet over 100 years, 102 years. Why the desire to be arrested, do you think?
Something I hadn't done before.
You were too good. You were a good girl.
Well, yes, as far as the police knew.
So would you say, Edie, that this experience was all that you thought it would be, getting put in a police car, being arrested? Is it what you imagined?
Well, they read me my rights and put the handcuffs on me, and away we went.
Did
in
you
a squad car.
Did you get fingerprinted at all, Edie?
Huh?
Did you get fingerprinted? Did they take your fingerprints?
No, they didn't do that. I don't think they do that anymore because that ink rubs off on everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a...
They didn't fingerprint me.
All right, what about a mugshot?
No.
Mugshot.
I've been fingerprinted before because I worked for a savings and loan, and we had to go through all of the FBI things with the fingerprints. But I've been fingerprinted before.
Wow, you've done everything in your 102 years. What else is on your bucket list that you have accomplished?
Well, if I can keep on going, I'll participate in a bazaar here at our retirement center, and I will make Christmas stockings for everybody.
Oh, what a nice thought that is. That's so nice.
Well, some people don't have anybody to even give them a kind word.
Oh.
But I go around patting them, yes.
I'm curious. Now, the police officers who arrested you, and keep in mind, you wanted to be arrested. This was on your bucket list. But did they feel a little bit guilty arresting a kind woman like yourself? Did they feel a little bit of guilt?
No. I just took it a grain at a time, and we had a wonderful time. I hugged the police officers, and they hugged me.
What a sweet story.
And now they have a file on you, I bet.
Well... You have to reach out and touch and pat somebody on the shoulder because maybe nobody has spoken to them that day.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. In any walk of life, even at a retirement center or a nursing home, the poor little things, they just be there.
Yeah.
And it stinks
and
not...
Some of them don't even know where they are, and maybe they care. Maybe they don't have mind enough to know that they're not at home.
Well, your mind is very strong. You're 102 years old, and you sound like a spring chicken.
Well, not that springy.
What do you attribute your longevity to? Have you had a clean life?
Well, I'm a cancer survivor. I survived cancer when I was 40 years old. I wasn't married till I was 33 because there wasn't anybody to marry. They was all over Europe fighting.
Sure. And then you found the right guy and you got married. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And it's a good story. And then I have been asked to go out to American Baptist University out from St. Louis and talk to their history classes about 100 years of remembering.
Oh,
what a great honor.
That is an honor. Edie, what would you say in all the years you've been on the planet, 102 years, what has been the most astonishing thing? Did something get invented or something happen that forever you'll just go, that's the most amazing thing I ever saw?
I was amazed that my husband wanted to marry me. he was out there in the Atlantic chasing submarines, and the submarines were chasing them. And then when he came home and I was introduced to him, we got married.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's fantastic.
What about technology? Do you have an iPhone? Do you FaceTime with anyone?
Well, technology is wonderful. And technology, the poor doctors in the World War II found out so many things about people so they could, when the peace was declared, they could help the ones that needed help.
You sound like just such a wonderful woman. Did you eat well throughout your life? Did you ever have bacon? Did you ever have a shot of whiskey?
Oh, yeah, I've tried it all.
Yep. Yep. Why not?
Some of it I didn't like. And when we used to go out, I could make a glass of white wine last me the whole evening, and the rest of them was getting looped, drinking all the hard stuff.
Sure.
So it sounds like you did whatever you want, but in moderation. You didn't overdo anything.
I tried not to.
Yeah.
Unless you call it sewing. I have a sewing machine that is maybe 100 years old, almost 100 years old.
Really?
Still sews beautifully.
Wow.
That's amazing.
When are you going to be 103?
When what?
When is your 103rd birthday? When's your birthday?
September the 25th. You can tell what my folks were doing on Christmas before that.
Yep.
25th birthday.
We did the math. We can tell. Edie, yep. It's such an honor to talk to you and to meet you. And, you know, when we first heard the story of a 102-year-old woman being arrested by the police, everybody got angry. We thought, you can't arrest a lady like that. But your story is a great one.
Several of the people here did understand it. And they said, what's she done now?
And it sounds like you have a wonderful sense of humor, Edie. And that's been good for you as well.
Well, I try. I can make friends. I can talk to anybody.
Oh, that's so perfect.
I have never been to Hawaii. I have been to Alaska, and I've made 4 trips to Europe. And I didn't have a problem with the language. I just carried a few $1 bills in my pocket, and I got whatever I wanted.
That's fantastic. Are you hoping that Hawaii happens at some time? You still got a chance. You can go to Hawaii. It's beautiful there.
Well, yeah, Hawaii is a bit like Florida because I lived 40 years in Florida with an asthmatic husband, and I'd like to go to Hawaii. I'd like to see Pearl Harbor,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to see the volcano up there.
There's a lot to see and do.
Yeah, but if I don't get there, I can see it on TV.
Yep, so true.
What a great attitude you have.
Yep. Edie,
well, I try.
Again, it's so nice to talk to you, and what a great story this is. Don't get arrested again, okay? Do us that one favor. You've already done it once. There's no reason for you to return and go back to jail.
Let's not do it again. Huh?
Let's
but,
not.
Oh, we had so much fun, and all the police, there was more than just the one that arrested me. There was a whole bunch of police officers, and I'm glad to see that women are employed by the police department. Women can do anything if you just give them a chance.
There's a woman running for president, Edie. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, I was a Rosie the Riveter back during the war. We riveted things.
Yep.
I
was a Rosie. But wow. Then there were lots of Rosies because the men was all fighting and we women had to do the best we could with what was left over.
And run the country. Good for you.
And run for, yeah. This is great.
Are your kids still around? Grandkids? Do you have somebody who should record some of these stories and write a little book about you? Because really, some wonderful stories you could share with everyone.
Well, I wrote a story, 100 Years of Remembering, and I've done it out at Missouri Baptist University and had a wonderful time. Well, I got patted and pictured, and that was great.
Fantastic. Very inspirational. Edie, have a great rest of the year, and keep it coming. You're an inspiration to all of us. You really are.
Yep. Let's keep it going.
Absolutely.
Give these women a chance.
Yep.
Give them a chance.
I'm with you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks,
Thank
Edie.
Thank you for calling.
Absolutely. Thank you for answering. Take care. Bye.
Yeah.
That's Edie Sims, 102 years old.
Oh, my God. I want to be her best friend.
Yeah. She's a nice lady.
She doesn't finish her wine, I will finish
it. Sure, that's what friends do. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then a 106-year-old guy. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.